Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Well, good morning. It's 7:10, Brock, Hunter. Brock, Hunter.
Hello.
Brock, Hunter.
What's up? How's it going, man?
All righty. We'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. We got a lot to get to, though. Right now, it's your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them at 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, this is exciting. FX has renewed It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia for a 15th season, making it the longest-running live-action comedy series. This surpasses even the adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. Do you watch that show at all?
You know what, man? I have watched a few episodes, like, here and there, and every time I watch, I'm like, this is funny. I like this. But I've never, like, really sat down and watched, you know, from the beginning or, like, an entire season.
I'll be honest, I thought it got canceled. I didn't realize that they've had there's a couple seasons I haven't seen yet. It's one of those shows that people absolutely either lose their minds for or they're indifferent about. I'm somewhere in the middle. Like, I can sit down and pound through, like, a season because it's just, it's so out there. It's so just bananas. And it's something also, too, you can have in the background. But I thought they were done at, like, 11, and now I'm like, God, they're on 15, so I got to do some catch-up, man. I didn't realize they had all these extra seasons, so.
You know what I've realized lately? Name something that Danny DeVito's in that's not good.
I don't think there is anything.
Everything that he is like the, I'm just saying, I don't even know if he is underrated. Obviously, he's not. He's been working for forever. But you just don't think of Danny DeVito. You know, it's like you think actors and Danny DeVito just doesn't come to anybody's mind right away. But if you think about it, the guy has done nothing but brilliant work.
I think he's played it right. He's played it right. He's been selective on his parts, and he's played he stays out of the paparazzi limelight. He does his job. He's a likable guy, and now he's just, and I think that's why it makes for so, enjoyable watching is with Danny DeVito.
He's a director as well.
Yeah, he's done a lot of directing. Yeah, yeah. I mean, think about the horrible Batman movie that he was in. He still was great in it as the Penguin.
Yeah, he was awesome. Batman Returns, right? Yeah. Batman Returns, yeah. How about this one? The other day, my wife put this on. She's like, oh, my God, I haven't seen this in forever. This is great. And I started watching. I'm like, all right, it is pretty good. And, of course, as Danny DeVito, Matilda. Remember the old movie, Matilda?
Yeah.
Danny DeVito.
He was. Didn't he play the car salesman in that one?
Yeah. He was like the dad or, like, the real dad and the car salesman.
Yep.
He always plays the same kind of just out of his mind character. Just always kind of angry, real fast paced.
Well, if you want to see some good stuff, Danny DeVito is so ridiculously out there, and It's Always Sunny. There's a scene where they fake his death or his own funeral, and he hides inside a leather couch to hear what people are saying about him, but he ends up getting so hot that he strips off all his clothes. He basically pulls the Ace Ventura rhino scene, but you see naked, greased up Danny DeVito slide out of this leather couch just sweating and hemming and hawing. It's hilarious. There's another one that involves, there's so many, wine in a can, rum, ham. It's just fantastic. So I think I'm going to have to find the last three seasons I missed out on because it's always good with It's Always Sunny, for sure.
I don't know why the one episode that comes to mind to me is because it's relatable to me is the diabetic one where the guy keeps sticking his stomach with a needle.
You want some insulin, bro? Right in the stomach.
Right. Just stabs himself to it. There's nothing smooth about it. Pop!
Oh, God. Well, lastly, researchers tracked 300 kids and their eating habits for 5 years. Their parents had to fill out a questionnaire when the kids were 4, 5, 8, and 9. Roughly 1 in 7 kids fell into the category of very picky eaters, where they refused to eat vegetables or were really nervous about new foods. And researchers found that kids were less likely to grow out of their picky eating habits if their parents were strict with things like cleaning their plate and eating certain foods. So basically, if you're a picky eater, you can blame your parents. I cannot stand picky eaters. I can't stand it. It drives me effing nuts.
There's stuff that everybody doesn't like.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you got stuff you don't like. But if you just extreme, everything you have has to be custom ordered.
You know what? It's not cute anymore when you're an adult. When you have a kid, like, I don't want my vegetables. Nah, broccoli's gross. Okay, you're a kid. But if you're an adult and you're like, oh, I can't do it. If it even touches my plate, I just freak out. I'm like, well, you're a child then. You're a moron. You try new things. It's not going to kill you. Stop being a picky eater. You know, I couldn't be a picky eater as a kid because if I was a picky eater, I didn't eat.
Right. Absolutely. You know, I know a guy who sends a steak back like 3 times.
Oh, God.
Just eat it, man.
Just eat it. Try new things. It's not going to kill you. And just don't. If you are past the age of 7 and you're complaining about the food on your plate, you're an idiot. And I mean that. I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Is family dinner still a thing?
I think so. And I bet you we're seeing a resurgence of it with what's going on right
now. Quarantine. Yeah. I think it was like 6 o'clock on the dot, like every night. We had this, like, big bell outside of the house. If we were outside playing, my mom would go out and ding, 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 ring the big bell, and that's how we knew. Like, hey, it's dinner time.
I don't think we've strayed so much from it, but now instead of a bell, it's probably a text message saying, hey, get home. Food's ready. So, yeah. But, we always ate together. Mom had something whipped up and everything, and we had to eat what Mom made.
Did you enjoy eating at other people's houses?
No, I still don't like doing it. That's one thing I will say. If I know I'm going to someone's house for dinner, it's like, okay, I'll do it. But I'll be honest, when it comes to eating, I don't mind it. I can eat with people at restaurants. That's fine. But going to someone's house, I don't know. Like, it's just, I think about
other people had weird food. Like, what is this? You know?
I don't trust your kitchen. I don't trust your kitchen one bit.
This isn't like Mom's cooking.
Yeah.
And it's like you're always like the fifth or sixth wheel. It's like the whole family and then it's you.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to talk to you, you know?
Is your friend staying for dinner? Okay, well, I wish I would have known I didn't make enough food. Sorry. Anyway, don't be a picky eater. You're an effing adult. Act like it. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.